Good morning. It's nice to see so many people interested still in SCOM. I hope so. So this is speed dating SCOM, making SCOM sexy. Quick show of hands, who of you is using SCOM in production? Okay. Quick show of hands, who is not using SCOM in production? Awesome. Great.
Who of you has a good relationship to SCOM?
Ah.
So you. Who of you does not have such a good relationship to SCOM? No one?
Love-hate relationships. So you already fallen in love with SCOM. That's great. So before we start, a quick introduction.
So my name is Stefan Roth. I'm a CDM MVP. I work for ITNetX. It's a company located in Bern, as you maybe already know. And it's the same company hosting this event. I'm active in the community. I do Twitter. My Twitter handle is StefanRoth_net. And I also have a blog, StefanRoth.net. So go check it out. I blog mostly about SCOM, but also automation, a bit about Service Manager. That's my part.
My name is Stefan Köll. I'm from Austria, Vienna. My company, CodeForward.net, is providing system center consulting, and I'm also a software developer. I'm the author of a tool called RoyalTS, a remote management tool, and I'm also running the system center user group in Austria, and we have regular meetings, user group meetings in Austria and in Linz. So if you are in the area and interested in system center topics, check out scug.at. That's the homepage of the system center user group. We have a weekly blog post about the most interesting links and tips about system center. And you also find my Twitter handle, Stefan Köll. You can get in touch with me anytime. So, what's up today, the agenda? So we had a couple of SCOM-related sessions already the past 2 days, a great session about what's new in SCOM from Kevin and Damien. We had other SCOM-related sessions like from Kurt with Power BI and making custom dashboards with SCOM. So this is a very light content, very light session. There is no demo, there is no deep dive. It's for you to relax the third day. I think you're all exhausted a bit from the conference. So what we thought is we provide a couple of slides, a couple of products, a couple of tips, management packs all around SCOM, which could make SCOM sexier, which could help you in your daily job. So Stefan here came up with the idea making a speed dating session, and you know, if you go for a date, you're looking for a good first impression. You want to have a good understanding and good manners, and you're looking for if you're a good match. And if everything is okay, you probably want to have a longer relationship, so until the support period ends for the product, for example. So the goal for this talk is everyone should walk out with at least 3 new things learned. We also have a couple of giveaways later on. And if you have any questions, please hold them until the end of the talk. We will do some Q&A afterwards, so it's we have enough time for that. So how does speed dating work? Some of you may already know how speed dating is working, so you probably know that you sit opposite to your potential new partner and ask as many questions in a short period of time as you can. Something like, how many management packs, agents, servers have you deployed? And if you get a response like this, what is a management pack? You probably go next. So, how to build a good love relationship. So, you're looking for communication skills, you want to understand each other, you're looking for good appearances, like sexy outfit, good makeup. You're looking for a good character. Everything should work flawlessly. And a good behavior, working with others good together. And in the end, maybe you fall in love. So let's start with the first segment, Stefan.
Thank you. So in a human-to-human relationship, there is no manual, there is no tutorial, there is no video, there is no webcast, nothing. So that's the lucky part we have. We have a computer system. There are books available, there are online resources. And that's the first thing I would like to introduce. So there is a great section out there on the internet about survival guides, they are called. That's a collection of links, topics for SCOM, and also Pete Zerger has created a few days ago about OMS, a great survival guide you should check out. It's the one hot spot for SCOM or OMS. And also, as you maybe have learned during your SCOM administration, the MP wizard to import all the management packs from SCOM, well, it's not the most current. So there is only one management pack list maintained by the community. It's also online available. And it gives you more power to SCOM, and it's really you will the only hotspot I know to find the latest management packs. Then also you should check out TechNet Gallery if you are looking for any dashboard items like PowerShell widgets, add-ons. Microsoft has created their space explicit for community contributions within the gallery. Go check it out. There is also Cura available. It's kind of engine that collects all important topics, and it's also a hotspot where you find more information about SCOM, how it works, and all to other blog resources. And just to add some more, the slides are always like this. You will find the link on the bottom.
In this case, a lot of links, so.
Yeah, and you will have the slides available for download, then you can go and check out these resources. Then to understand more a bit deeper your system, your SCOM, so you know how it acts, how it reacts. There are SCOM books, free SCOM books available, and those free stuff is not only free, it's also very, very good. There is Microsoft Virtual Academy, and they provide a huge list of free ebooks. You can go there and download it. For SCOM, there are two available. One is about if you want to start writing your own reports, then you should check out the Operations Manager reporting book. And the one which goes really deep, which I really like most, is the field experience book. You will find there a lot of deep things you usually don't find anywhere. So go there and check it out.
Best of all, it's free.
It's free.
And one little hint here: there is a little stopwatch at the top corner. So we already took longer than anticipated for the first two slides.
Yes. Sorry about that. So if you are lazy and you don't want to read books, then there are also videos available. There is also, again, Microsoft Virtual Academy. They're really pushing this kind of academy and putting there a lot of content also for SCOM. And it's you can start from zero and then to hero. Another good one is Channel 9. You find all from the conferences, Ignite, System Center Universe, Forma TechEd, MMS, all stuff there about SCOM, also on Channel 9. Or then, what some people forget, there is YouTube. And a lot of people post videos on YouTube, also for SCOM. So it's also a very good resource if you cannot sleep at night, dreaming about your...
If you have a baby or something like that.
Yeah. And those are other very good resources. And one I'm very excited about is this, if you're going into management pack development, a lot of people don't know about that, but Brian Wren, who develops management packs, has created a series of videos, about 21 right now. It's going up to what I heard to 28. And he's starting from the very basics, using the Visual Studio authoring extensions and creating management packs. He will create, starting from the classes, go to the discoveries and creating monitors, rules, and all this kind of stuff. And it's really, really, really good. So you must have it. If you are working with GCOM, you need it. So now we understand how SCOM works. We can maybe influence it a bit. Now we want to use some makeup, right?
Sure. So if SCOM is working okay, you probably also want it to look good and look appealing, maybe to your manager or maybe to some coworkers who are not directly using SCOM or something like that. So here are a couple of things we found very valuable and very exciting. From the last two releases, SCOM redesigned the whole dashboarding framework. So there are a lot of dashboards out there and dashboard solutions out there. And some of them are really integrated into SCOM, like the Firesoft dashboards. There are 5 free dashboards available from this company. And they also have 120 dashboards, paid dashboards, which you can buy and implement. They are stunning dashboards. I haven't looked at it in detail. Stefan did some evaluation of that. The downside of those dashboards is those are Silverlight dashboards, so they work in the SCOM console, but they only work in IE, so you have the typical limitation with mobile devices and so on. But you should check it out. There are a couple of free dashboards, and maybe the paid dashboards are also interesting to you. Next up, we have the new kit in dashboarding on the block, Cevision. Cevision should be a well-known company for their Live Maps product for SCOM, and they recently started with a free offering of dashboards. I've seen a couple of demos, and they're stunning dashboards, HTML5, mobile browser compatible. So go check them out. They have a lot of widgets. You can do a lot of customization, and it's free, so there is nothing wrong in trying it out. Next up, SquaredUp should be well known already. In case you don't know SquaredUp, they're also here as Cevision. They have a booth down there. They're not free, but they're very affordable. And they have really stunning and really major, mature product in dashboarding. They have a lot of add-ins and plugins, like the Visio plugin, where you can upload your custom Visio diagram and put health states to your objects. Of course, map, SLA, and all that stuff. So pay them a visit. They have a great community initiative running where you can share dashboards, at least soon. You can share your dashboards with others. And of course, you can consume shared dashboards as well. So if you're looking for quick dashboards, this will be very, very easy and very painless process to get your dashboards up and running. Installation is really literally within minutes. It's just set up and next, and you're done. Next segment, Stefan.
Yes, now you covered or you used some makeup, you make it pretty from the outside, maybe. What is also important, you want to go maybe more into the inside of SCOM. Microsoft, when SCOM started, I think it was with 2007 version, Microsoft guys developed, or it was one developer, developed 4 tools. The MP Viewer, it's a tool you can crack open the management pack bundles or the sealed management packs, see what's inside, what rule, task, and views, and whatever. You can export them into Excel. There is also an override explorer where you can make override in the GUI, or you can change the target of the override, or delete and move overrides. Very usable tool. There is proxy setting tool, probably not as useful as it might was years ago, because we have now PowerShell. Probably you do a lot with PowerShell settings, the proxy. Or there are management packs which do that if an alert arises. And there is an override creator to create or to enable and disable workflows. The MP Viewer and the Override Explorer are now open source on GitHub. It's about, they were released there 2-3 weeks ago, so brand new. There are two tools provided by myself. you can compare management packs. So if you have a management group in test, you have a management pack group in integration or production, then you can connect to both and then suck in the management pack. It will compare and show you which is missing on which management group. And also you can export the list to Excel. Another one is, I called it MAS tool, Modify Alert and Subscription tool, so you can bulk close alerts with different states, and also enable subscription. A very good example what the community is capable of is the SCOM Health Check Management Pack reports. You probably heard it on Monday if you were in a SCOM session, I think it was, provided by Oskar Landman from Innovative and Pete Serger, now at Cyrison. They have rewritten a month ago, I guess, those health check reports. We've been along for a long time, but now they made a facelift and also did delete some reports and created some new ones. And they are very useful if you want to check out in what state your SCOM environment is. For example, if you want to check out the database, if there is a large table, if you have any state changes, flapping monitors and so on, then go check it out. You just need, it's one management pack, you need to import it and then create a data source on the SQL Server reporting service side, and then you can run it, you will see it in SCOM. So, now, where are your manners, Stefan?
Oh, don't ask. Well, usually when you use SCOM and when you run SCOM in an environment, you have many other systems which you want to connect to SCOM or monitor with SCOM, integrate with SCOM. So in this segment, we are discussing a couple of things, a couple of management packs and tools where you can make SCOM behave better in your environment. But before we start with management packs, let's quickly look at two tools or two products from Microsoft and from Select. Those tools are used to create your own management pack. So in case you have no management pack or the community doesn't have a management pack, there is no third-party vendor with a management pack, you probably end up writing your own management pack at some point. So the Visual Studio Authoring extension is basically something you install on your workstation next to Visual Studio. It's based or it integrates with Visual Studio 2012 and 2013. There is currently no version available for Visual Studio 2015, but we may get one sooner or later. It's kind of, if you're familiar with Visual Studio, it kind of provides a solution, a project solution, infrastructure to create your management packs, so you can create your discoveries in there. You have IntelliSense, you have you write XML. There are a couple of wizards, and there is MP item templates where you can automate repetitive XML snippets or something like that. It has integration with source control like Git or Team Foundation Server, which is very useful when you do a lot of management pack development. You have versioning. You have kind of control and overview what's going on with your development. And there are a lot of features usually programmers know about Visual Studio, like go to definition, find all references, which helps you to find, okay, where is this object referenced and where is it defined and so on. There are also the resource kit tools you may know from the authoring console, from the previous and discontinued authoring console, like the workflow simulator or the best practice analyzer. And it's free. So you just go to Microsoft, download it, install it, and again, look at the MVAs, the Virtual Academy stuff, and the stuff Brian Wren put up, and you can start writing awesome management packs.
There is just one thing, you know, you probably download Visual Studio 2015.
Yes.
And there is no Visual Studio authoring extension at the moment for Visual Studio 2015. So, but they are investigating, all the community guys said, hey, no, you cannot do that. You need to provide that. So
there is actually a user voice entry. We talk about that later, about user voice. So you can cast your vote and make sure that Visual Studio extension will be available for Visual Studio 2015. But on the other side, you can run Visual Studio 2012, 2013, and 2015 side by side. So if you have Visual Studio 2015 installed, you can also install Visual Studio 2013. And as far as I know, it also works with the Express or Community, the free edition of Visual Studio.
The free edition, you can use it also with the Community edition of Visual Studio, yeah. Right?
You don't have to buy Visual Studio Professional or something like that. If you're not deep into MP authoring, and if you're not interested in going all the XML, going through all the XML stuff, there is a tool which is much simpler to use. It's from Select. It's basically the successor of the authoring console Microsoft had a couple of years ago, which is now discontinued. So there was no tool for, you know, doing a bit more authoring for management packs. So Select filled the gap and created this MP Author, a free solution. There is a paid solution as well, but with the free solution, you can do very, very much of the things you used the authoring console previously, like creating custom classes or discoveries, monitors like PowerShell monitors, which is still not supported out of the box in the operations console. You can create views, unsealed management packs, and it's free. So if you're more on the IT pro side, not on the development side, and you need a quick management pack, a lot of wizards, it's very easy to use. You should check it out. So before you write your own management pack, you probably look for existing management packs. There is a rich community, a rich ecosystem of partners and community members providing management packs for free or paid management packs. And Tao Yang is like a rock star. He's pretty new to the SCORM community and has written a lot of blog posts, created a lot of management packs. You should check out his blog. And one of the cool management packs he released was the self-maintenance management pack, which has a lot of little tiny things in it which you probably would expect from SCORM, but it's not in SCORM. So for example, balancing agents among management servers, or converting a manually deployed agent to a remotely manageable agent, which can be painful, registry tweaks and stuff. And there are a lot of things, so check it out, go to the blog post, and it's constantly evolving. He's a very responsive guy. If you have any issues, just comment on the blog and check it out.
Yeah, if you have issues or ideas, just send him, drop him a mail on his blog or...
Yeah. We guarantee he will implement it. Next up, nice, also here at the conference, at the booth downstairs, nice provides a free log file monitoring management pack. And if you have to monitor log files, and sometimes you have to because not every application, not every system is logging to Windows Event Log or providing, I don't know, syslog or SNMP traps or whatever. So sometimes you have to look at log files. This can be challenging because you probably need regular expressions and a lot of trial and error to get log file monitoring working correctly. And the nice log file monitoring provides, first of all, a tightly integrated experience. So you use the operations console wizard, add new monitor rule wizard, and it also includes a testing functionality where you can test your regular expression before you roll out your monitor rule.
And just in addition here, what I heard, I mean, Nice is also here has a booth. Those are really nice guys, and they will provide, I don't know if it's NDA or not, but I want to spread the word, so there will be an advanced thing of this log file monitoring. It's always pretty advanced, this stuff here, but also I heard something about the Unix log file monitoring, so I hope it's not NDA, but...
Now it's out.
So check the booth out, ask those guys, and they will help you.
Next up, Alert Update Connector. Just a quick question in the audience. How many of you used MOM 2005? Okay, a couple of guys. So one feature I was badly missing in MOM in SCOM when they released SCOM 2007 was the ability to define a custom field value for any alert or rule monitor raised by MOM. And in SCOM, it was not always possible. And a lot of, if you have to integrate SCOM with other systems, mostly non-Microsoft systems, like some ticketing system or some service management tool, or something like that, you have the challenge that you somehow have to filter out which alerts should be connected to your other system. And the Alert Update Connector fills this gap. It's like a dedicated external tool, if you will, which is providing the capability of defining custom field values for your alerts and allows you to further process those alerts in your other tools and other systems as well. It's free, and you can find all the details about installation and configuration on Kevin Holman's blog, Mr. SCOM personally. So if you have a need for that, check that out. That's the best way to do it. You can, of course, do your own thing with PowerShell and schedule task or something like that, but why reinvent the wheel when already a solution exists? Next up, ping management pack. And you may ask, why do I need a ping management pack? Is SCOM not able to ping a host? Of course, SCOM is able to to monitor all the managed entities and objects. But sometimes you need just to ping an external IP address or something like that. And of course, you could write your own script and your own management pack for doing that. But why not use something which is not only free, but also there and working great, and OpsLogic's management pack, ping management pack is this solution. It allows you to have a performance view, like where you can see the response times of the ping, and it also allows you to use those objects, those discovered objects in your distributed application diagrams. So this is a great way to incorporate basic monitoring of other systems outside of SCOM. Outside of the scope of SCOM. The next two management packs are community management packs, once again, and written by Raphael Burri. He wrote the certificate verification management pack, which is also something you would expect from, I don't know, the IIS management pack or some operating system management pack to be included. If you have a public-facing website, there is nothing more embarrassing if your certificate expires, right? And to avoid this kind of issue, you can install this certificate verification management pack, and it provides an alert a couple of days before your certificate expires and spares the embarrassment. It's free, it requires at least 2012, and it has a very detailed, very good management pack guide where everything, every monitor, every rule, everything is documented well. And if you have certificates, public-facing websites, certificates, check it out. It will save you a lot of trouble.
And if you have any questions about this management pack, I saw Raphael is around here at the conference. Yes, at least yesterday. I don't know if he is here today, but yeah, you can ask the guy, right?
Yep. Another cool management pack from Raphael is the scheduled task management pack. Who of you is using scheduled tasks still? And who of you is monitoring the scheduled task with COM? Okay. With this management pack? Yeah, I thought so. So again, something Microsoft should include in the OS management pack or something, but Raphael filled the gap again. Great management pack. It also allows you to monitor several aspects of your scheduled task, like the return code or how long the task is running. If it expired, then the newer versions of his management packs also allows you to monitor scheduled jobs, PowerShell jobs, which requires at least PowerShell version 3. This management pack also requires SCOM 2012 or later, and I think it's Raphael's great work. The management pack guide is very detailed, very clear. It has very good quality. Check it out. And I don't know how long this management pack already exists, but it evolved a lot over time. So check it out.
It's the only solution there for monitoring the scheduled task. Yeah.
And if you're familiar with scheduled tasks and with you know, programmatic access of scheduled tasks, I think there is no operating system release from Microsoft where they changed the API, so it's a real pain to do that right, and Raphael nailed that.
But I don't know if this is still that important because all of you are using Orchestrator or SMA to automate stuff.
Of course, so yeah. It's okay. Just for the legacy applications.
Yes.
All right. This is a kind of different beast. Dadak also available here on System Center Universe. They have a booth down there. They specialize in notification and escalation and integrate very well with Operations Manager and other products. So if you have complex on-call duties with rotation, with holidays and custom calendars and stuff like that, and you need to have proper notification with escalation, this is the place to go. This is very well integrated in SCOM, and it's working very well. I talked to a couple of customers who are using this, and they are all very satisfied with it. It's not free. Of course, it's an enterprise product, and you may not have this requirement, but if you do, check it out. Very good product.
Yeah, and if you already know SCOM, in the subscription there are limitations, and they use to manage to cover this gap what you expect to have in SCOM. So you can do things you want to do, you need to do, but you're missing in SCOM for notifications area to filter also the data. So they figured out things I didn't think that you can figure it out. So very powerful.
Absolutely. And to close this segment with all the management packs, just a quick overview of third-party, mostly paid management packs for products not available from Microsoft or non-Microsoft products. There are a lot of partners, and there is a rich ecosystem of different management pack vendors for all flavors, like, you know, BlackBerry, whoever that needs, but Notes and SAP and MySQL, the whole LAMP stack from Bridgeways, for example, Comtrade with Citrix. So there is the MPX Alliance. I think Stefan can talk about MPX. There is a booth down there.
Yes, MPX, so a nice Veeam and Comtrade, they decided, okay, we need to come together and we want to provide, make a collaboration and provide the from the bare metal to the application, cover all the layers in between or the end user. And of course, they share the knowledge from building management pack. All those three companies, they are very, very strong. They have very, very good developers. If you check out their products, then you will see there is a lot of knowledge inside those companies. And what I heard, there will be some free goodies at some point provided by this MPX Alliance, but
mostly paid.
There will be free stuff, that's why it's also here. Keep an eye on the MPX Alliance URL.
Stefan, sexy things.
Sexy things.
Yes.
So we used some makeup for SCOM. We checked the character, the inside of SCOM. Maybe now you need some more sexy things around SCOM or for SCOM. We have here a couple of other products we think make sense and makes it more sexy. The first one is from Chalasoft. They provide a SNMP device simulator. In SCOM 2012, the network monitoring was provided in a new form. And not every one of you has probably a Cisco router at home or switch. And you want to try out this feature. Or maybe you're an MP developer and you need to somehow create management packs, SNMP management packs for network devices. So that there is this free tool. Free means up to 10 devices you can simulate. They run from time to time, this free offer. So you have to watch Twitter or the website. Or if you mail them, I don't know if they will send you a free license. But yeah, you can get it there. And then you can not only simulate just adding the device and you have static values, you can also simulate the values itself. So you can record data from an existing device, import that values, and then it will simulate the same way. That's a historical simulation mode that it has. It is very valuable. I use it also for demoing. If I go to a customer, I don't have a network device, he wants to see, oh, what is it all about, then I can simulate some devices. Wei Lim, another crazy guy. he also, if you check out his blog, he does a lot of deep stuff. I think at the moment he's into dashboarding. he finds out things that other guys don't find out, and he shares it on his blog. One of the cool stuff he's done is this PowerShell-based monitor management pack. It's just a management pack, you import it, and then what you're missing in SCOM, of course, is if you create a two-state monitor, you just can use a VB script. Why that is, I don't know. You created that template, then you can use a PowerShell script and run it. It's simple, it's not that advanced, but it works, and yeah.
You may wonder why did Microsoft not implement that? I mean, we had the VB script monitor for years now, and Microsoft always told us, the PowerShell stuff is too complicated, we cannot do that. Yeah, community is an interesting thing, and he did it, and check it out. It's for simpler stuff, absolutely fabulous.
So we heard Veeam before. I'm a convinced Veeam user, and they also provide free stuff. So they provide 7 reports. And if you know Veeam, they have excellent guys in creating report. So those reports, they provide you some information. So for example, there is a relationship history report, it's called. You can figure out at what point the relationship was created. So for example, you have a group and you want to know when the object was added. You can run the report and you see your relationship is created at that point in time. Or there is also a report about state changes over a period of time. You can figure out which object changed state at what time based on historical data. And there are lots more of deep information, and they also have probably a nice design or something like that. The report looks always great. So, yeah. Tao Yang again. He's currently working on a PowerShell module for SMA. The problem you have in SMA is that if you use the regular modules, you cannot do all the stuff, or then you have to install the modules on SMA. And his goal was to close the gap, so you don't have to install any modules, but also creating some task which you need when you try to automate SCOM things with SMA. So there is like the basic stuff, creating empty mention packs, creating references, creating groups, updating groups, deleting groups, adding empty references, or there is also more complex stuff inside. So if you if you create a TCP IP monitor, then you know in the background there is an object created, discovery created, and so on. And he does this also just with, I think it's one command you can run, trigger in SMA and TCP IP monitor. If you provide the proper parameters, then it will be created. So very heavy stuff there. And he's constantly improving, so he has already written 12 posts about that. More is coming, so if you have also some more ideas, just send him a mail, and he will do it.
So one thing from Tao Yang's management pack is the performance collection rule creation. I mean, a couple of years ago, a SQL guy came to me and said he needs, 65 performance rules or performance views in SCOM. And as you know, the wizard doesn't allow you to bark at performance rules. So that little PowerShell SMA module would have saved me a lot of time to create those performance rules. So just script it and create those rules, and probably also the views.
Or maybe if you have your own ideas, just open the module and then you see what he did. So, and adapt it, reference to him then. Microsoft Power BI. So what is the relation between SCOM, Microsoft Power BI? Well, they released the Power BI service about 1 month ago. I think it's exactly 1 month ago to the public on GA. And there was Power BI in Office 365, maybe you remember. And that's a different service. It's a standalone service. It doesn't have anything to do with the Office 365 Power BI, because that will be at the end of the year, I think it will end. So we just talk about the standalone service here. You can use it also for free. There are some limitations, amount of data, how many rows you can add. And you can create offline reports, so you can connect to your, for example, data warehouse in SCOM or Ops Manager DB, create very easily with Power Designer the reports or some nice graphics, and upload it to Power BI in the cloud. Has anyone the DPM management pack in use for R2, I think, for monitoring DPM?
One.
Okay. So I think they released a few months ago a management pack, reporting management pack, and if you import that, it will in the background just create views. So they didn't provide any reports, SSRS reports, just the views in the database. So this kind of stuff you could use probably to access the views and then create your own reports with this DPM management pack sources. Upload it to Power BI or use it locally, whatever. There is also a gateway to upload the data on a scheduled time frame. There is a bug right now, what I know. But soon they will fix it. There is a Windows Mobile app, so if you combine both Power BI and SCOM data source databases, then you can build very powerful solutions. Yeah, there are growing numbers of features in this Power BI. Go check it out for free, sign up, you need a Microsoft account, and then you're all ready to go.
If you haven't seen Kurt Van Hoeke's talk yesterday about Power BI and SCOM data, I encourage you to check it out when the recording is available. Very powerful stuff, custom dashboarding for free, basically, and check that out. That's really, really cool.
So OMS, in everyone talks about OMS, so we also talk about OMS. There were about two sessions, I think, so more sessions, administration session, more deep dive session yesterday, I think. It's also, you can check it out for free. You don't need to provide any credit card or something like that, just Microsoft account, log in, create your workspace, and then you have all the solutions available for SCOM, and it will be the future for SCOM guys, and the information you can gather there, maybe you are familiar with Advisor. They split it up, Advisor. They created now this assessments solution pack, they call it, Active Directory Assessment, SQL Assessment, you can gather log analytics and so on. They just run it in your lab and you will figure out stuff you never thought you can figure out. It's also, there is a mobile app available. It's not that known. They push it at the beginning, but it's not that everyone knows about it right now.
Now you know.
So, we didn't know how long it will take. So, we provide you some more information.
We're almost at the end of our talk here, so we could talk for hours, of course. There is a lot of stuff out there. There is a lot of community stuff, a lot of partner and third-party stuff out there. We have a list of links in our PowerPoint presentation, like David Allen, who also attends the conference, wrote a couple of great management packs and usually has very, very cool blog posts about very complex and geeky stuff. Daniele Grandini is also an Italian colleague with a lot of great information on his blog, and he also provides the Hyper-V add-on management pack. You should check that out if you're using Hyper-V. You can click through those links. You can download the PowerPoint when we're uploading it, and I think one very important thing also. Kevin and Damien's presentation was very vocal about it. They please provide feedback for the SCOM team. I know a lot of you guys have the feeling that SCOM is already dead, and it's not. It's probably changing everything in the future, but we still need SCOM on premises, and if you provide feedback through user voice, that's the best chance to get features or issues resolved, and I encourage you to check SafeScom, tiny URL here, and cast your vote. You only have 10 votes. If those 10 votes are used up, create another account. You have another 10 votes. So you can do that all day long.
Yeah. So if you are if you're kind of monitoring the Microsoft landscape, then you realize that Microsoft is in the past 2 years, I guess, or 3 years, Microsoft wants to the feedback from you guys. They are really listening to you, and they are also responding to your feedback. So I'm very happy that they decided to create a user voice form that you can provide suggestions. Maybe there is already one there. You have to filter it because it's there are different titles, and sometimes it's harder to find if there is already a topic locked on it. And vote for them, and they will respond. You see the comments line under the topic, and they respond to that, and then you can feedback, and it will go to the product management team. And yeah, I really urge you. Concerning the votes, well, yeah, in Internet Explorer, there is also in private mode. Maybe you want to use that one.
Yeah, before we finish our talk here, are there any questions from you? We have some giveaways, so don't be shy if you have questions. If you don't have questions, I have a question. How many of you have learned nothing today in this talk? One. Okay. One back for you, sir.
So remember, our goal was that everyone who didn't learn anything here, so he should walk out at least with something.
So you get his backpack. If you learned nothing today, sorry for wasting the time.
Who learned more than 10 things?
Okay.
So the stuff we provided, I mean, it's some stuff is for a long time, it's in the community available, but there is no kind of consolidation of all these great things. So our idea was, okay, we pick this stuff, dump it into slides, make some categorization, and then so you can download the slide, click through the links, and then if you have it on your desk or on your notebook or whatever, and then you have one pretty good source, I guess.
Yeah, so if no one's coming forward with some questions or so, come to us and grab a swag bag or something. We have a couple of giveaways. And if you liked our talk, if you want to provide feedback, please do so. Give us good ratings. Maybe we can be here next year with some more SCOM topics. And thank you. That's it. Have a great time.
Thank you very much.